Inflation and rising prices, two different things. If you reduce the amount of goods and services in circulation in percentage to the amount of digits in circulation, little measurement sticks in circulation, whether they be digital or cash, if you reduce the supply of the goods, it puts the price up. The vendor of the particular good or service is inundated and overwhelmed with demand. So the only combat for that is to raise prices, so you're not swamped every day with a million orders you can't fill. Then you can't fill any if you're swamped with inquiries and you can't fill. And that's rising prices. Things get more expensive when they get more scarce. Inflation is an expansion of the currency supply. So that's more units in circulation compared to the same amount of goods or less goods and services. More units floating around, more digits. That devalues every digit that there is. Every time you create another digit, you're just expanding the amount of measurement sticks in the economy. That's not producing anything except for, you know, expansion of the money supply, higher prices for every good or service out there. If you expand the currency supply, you get higher prices. Higher prices in that case are a consequence of the inflation. They are not the inflation itself. The inflation is the expansion of the currency supply, and then higher prices are the result. Now, if you do both, all you do is turbocharge that inflation, reduce goods and services and expand the currency supply, make lots more units out there, you're going to get more zeros on the end of things. What was 100 will become 1,000, and so on, until the currency is worthless. And there's not a lot of goods and services out there to choose from anymore. The lack of goods and services is caused by regulation, by prohibiting would-be entrepreneurs from entering the market and competing to drive lower prices and higher quality and abundance. That's where you get abundance from, is a totally free market. But anyway, that's the difference between rising prices and inflation. And really, it doesn't matter in the end, because one of them or the other is going to give you a risen price, a price that's higher than it was yesterday, in percentage ratio to your wages, your income. There's a triple whammy going on at the moment in Australia. There's a, you know, over-regulation stopping entrepreneurialism, and a rise in the amount of dollars per hour a person earns, an artificial rise, and then probably a reduction in the amount of hours that they're asked to work now. So a drop in production is a drop in wages, plus the inflation and the rising prices and the lack of availability of goods and services. This is a result of anti-capitalist ideas. That's all I can say. That capitalism is beautiful, and everything else that I can see that is not capitalism tends to be shit. Good night, my lovelies.